You're listening to the Round Table Podcast, Episode 0. Zero? Is this a typo? No? Okay. Episode 0. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Robison.
And I'm Brian Humphrey.
And you're listening to the Roundtable Podcast.
Each week, we invite writers to come on the show and pitch their story ideas to Dave and I and our esteemed guest host.
Indeed. And then we dig into it. We start talking about what works and what doesn't. We kick around some ideas and try to fine-tune it into a solid, writable story, what we like to call literary gold. And we're not doing that this time, are we?
No, I don't believe so.
No, this is...
This will be literary bronze.
Literary bronze, yes. This is episode zero, and this is a tradition among newborn podcasts to sort of toss out and give our prospective audiences an idea of what the podcast is about, what we hope to accomplish, and get a chance to introduce yourself to the hosts, me and Brian. Brian and I know each other from many, many years ago. We've worked together on several projects. We're both actors.
Yes.
Both writers in one capacity or another. And gamers, board games, RPGs, computer games. We're nerds.
Yeah. To a level unsurpassed by anyone that I've met so far. Absolutely.
Brian and I worked together. We've acted together, and that's always been a blast. But specifically, there was a project several years ago called Rabbit Hole Radio Theater. And this was run by Open Stage Theater and Company in Fort Collins, Colorado. I think their URL is openstagetheater.org.
I believe so, yeah. That's right.
Google that bad boy. You can check that out. But it was an audio theater project. It was all volunteers. And the idea was that we got writing teams together, groups of writers, into the same room. We'd create our own content. It was all original stuff. Each season had a specific theme, but within that theme, we gave everybody a fairly free license. And we just had a blast.
It was awesome. It was fantastic. When I first met Dave, I was auditioning for Open Stage for the first time, so I was scared to death.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. And I'm up there, and I'm you know, I'm trying to do my thing, and I glance over in the corner, and here's this very imposing figure, and he's almost Tebowing. He's kind of like down on one knee, and he's got his eyes closed, and he's listening to every word that everyone's saying, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And then after my audition, he stops me outside, and we start talking about this rabbit hole radio thing, and at first I think you just wanted me to come in and maybe do some voice acting.
No, but I saw so much more in you. I saw so much more.
Well, and it was a blast. Some of those episodes that we wrote were just phenomenal.
And the beauty of it was is that by writing in a group, by discussing what we were writing, by putting it out there, I think everybody's game was raised. The quality of the work that we put out, the quality of the stories that we put out was significantly higher than what each of us could do alone.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it was really my first experience writing collaboratively with people who cared about what they were doing. Everything else that I'd written in a group of people, it was always being forced upon me by a teacher or by, you know, some workshop or something, and usually had a lot of people there who just didn't care, and that wasn't the case here. Every single person that was involved cared deeply, which led to some really amazing things happening. Also led to some knockdown drag-out fights, which was fabulous as well.
Sure. You learn a lot there, too.
You get those creative juices flowing. That's what you have to expect. You know?
Absolutely. And that really was kind of the inspiration for this, the Roundtable Podcast, that dynamic byplay of ideas, you know, somebody putting it out there and saying, here's an idea. What do you think? And having a group of individuals of various backgrounds, diverse experiences and perspectives, weighing in and you know, asking questions, pointing out, you know, this might not work so well. What about this? And that byplay inevitably led to, I think, everyone at the table, whether you're the writer or just the person who's discussing the ideas, coming out of it with a lot more than they went in with.
Oh, yeah, completely. As writers, I think we have a tendency to not necessarily pigeonhole ourselves, but we definitely have a little bit of difficulty reaching out and doing some of those things that we think, oh, is it okay to do this with my character? Is it okay to venture into this completely uninhabited territory? And when you get somebody else in there who just immediately says, yeah, why don't you take your character and throw him into outer space? And you go, well, that wasn't really what I was planning. But now that you mention it,
that could be cool.
Yeah. And so it helps for people to come in and kind of stretch the boundaries for you where you're almost afraid to do it on your own. And it's a magical process.
I agree. And that really, you know, in discussing the goals and objectives for Roundtable Podcast, for this podcast, that's very much what we're trying to do. We really want to provide not only that forum and that dialogue so that the writers that, as you point out, Brian, are tend to be very insular. I mean, our craft is very much in our own head, but we can't excel and achieve everything that we can until we get outside of that and start, you know, doing beta readers for reading our stories, putting it up on writing boards, or just kicking around over a latte with some friends and saying, what do you think about this? So that's what the Roundtable Podcast was created to provide. Our goal is to bring writers onto the show who maybe don't have as much experience as they'd like or just really want to tap a resource to expand the scope and their perspective of the story that they're working on.
Yeah, and I see us primarily as a sounding board. You know, throw,
very much so,
throw
sure.
what you have at us, and we may come up with some really great things for you to work with, and we may come up with some real crap, but, you know, at least it'll get your mind going, and it'll get you going in the right direction. I know that for myself, I have a tendency sometimes to think too much about one aspect, and then I'll stall myself, you know, and not write for a full week or 2 weeks, and so this will at least kind of get the creative juices flowing, I think, for all of us.
Absolutely. And the beauty of it is that the writers that do come on as guests don't have to just deal with you and me.
Right.
we really are kind of the moderators of this, because every week we're inviting published authors, publishers, editors, literati from the world, and not just, you know, necessarily writers or fiction writers necessarily, or genre writers, but also screenwriters, people that really have experience with the creative process, with transitioning from an idea to something actionable, something that you can do something with, you know, whether it's to write it or draw it or draft it or whatever tangible manifestation that idea can inspire. These people will have experience with that path, experience that is invaluable for writers in particular, but I think for anybody that's interested in the creative process.
Sounds beautiful.
I'm digging. I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Brian, I wanted to ask you, what are your hopes? What are your goals for yourself personally as we get into this?
I'm always fascinated by other writers and what their process is, how they work and how they not necessarily generate their ideas, but what they do with them.
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to strengthen me as well. When I have an opportunity to talk to people about their ideas, it just helps me foster my own. But I also think that it's a very valuable way to start to kind of network a little bit, you know, and get to know who are the people that are out in the industry and what are they doing and where did they come from. And I know one of the biggest fears that writers have is, well, you won't get anywhere if you don't know anybody. And so here's an opportunity for writers to meet people and to start to get to know people and connect. And I think that's going to be very valuable as well. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Me too. And you know, you point out there is an impulse, I think, on both of our parts to provide a service to our fellow writers through this podcast, but there is also very much a very selfish and non-altruistic impulse as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I'm so looking forward to meeting these literati, these publishers and authors and creatives that we bring on, because as you say, you know, their perspective is not only different from ours, but a little farther down the road than you and I have gotten on the the creative path in terms of writing. You at least have finished a book, dude. That's awesome, and are working on a second one, right?
That's right. Yeah, the first one is it's sort of stewing in a drawer downstairs at the moment. But the next one that I'm working on, definitely I've grown by leaps and bounds in terms of my writing and how I put a story together and raise the stakes consistently. And so now that I've had this experience, and once I finish this one, I'll be able to put that in a drawer, open the other drawer, get the first one out, and really dig into it and do a really good fine-tooth comb mining through and replot organization, which it needs. And once I've done that, you know, we have some plans for it, and I may hit up some agencies again or something, but we'll see where it goes.
Sweet.
But it's all about the work.
Yeah, it really is. And for me, the creative process, part of the reason why The Rabbit was so exciting, why my theater experiences have been so iconic for me in my life is because that creative process, that ensemble work that happens in those environments is God, that is manna from heaven for me. And as you say, networking. And the Roundtable Podcast website at www.roundtablepodcast.com is going to be designed to support that. We're going to have a list of all the literary alchemists, as we call them, are going to be listed in their own section, brief bio, links to their projects, links to their websites. So the site is really going to be a spin point for inspiration, for networking, for connectivity. And Brian, I don't know how much you've delved into the podcast world, the podosphere, as the locals call it. Right. I started getting into it about a year ago when I got this fabulous job up in Nashville that unfortunately was an hour away. So I've got this epic commute each day to and from work, and road rage was threatening to spiral me off into madness and almost certain jail time. So I started digging into podcasts. And a good friend of mine, you remember Steve from Colorado?
Absolutely, yeah.
Turned me on to Merle Lafferty's Heaven series, which if you haven't heard, is totally worth the experience. From there, I went to J.D. Sawyer's Down from 10, which is utterly brilliant. A sterling piece of literature that translated beautifully to a full cast production. Mr. Sawyer doesn't do anything halfway when he pulls this stuff out, and does it really well. From there, I was done. It led me to people like T. Morris and Philippa Ballantyne and Nobilis Reed, and this whole constellation, you know, Scott Sigler, of not only really exceptional writers, but people that had engaged with this, the new media. You can hear the air quotes, new media. which ain't so new anymore. It's becoming a fairly standard thing. So, you know, I'm listening to podcast after podcast. And for people that love that kind of free range, open frontier, if you got something to say, put together a podcast and get it up there, it's incredibly seductive. And so I you know, again, I don't know if this is a selfish part of me or just the part of me that really wants to be a part of something awesome, but I'm looking forward to contributing content, to adding to the value of the podosphere with what we do here.
Definitely. Well, yeah, and there's two things. One, in terms of my experience with podcasts, It's still very, very low level. My first experience with podcasts had to do with submitting to one. I had a story and I didn't really know what to do with it, and I was just playing around on the internet and I came across Pseudopod.
Ah, yes.
Which is, you know, one of the great short story podcasts. And so I submitted to them and got a very nice rejection letter back.
Well, and, good.
And that's great. You know, anytime you get a rejection back and there's like a personal note to it, God, eat it up as much as you can, you know, because they don't take the time to do that very often. And so then I thought, oh, great, a great place to submit. I submitted something else and got some, you know, another rejection back, but they had another personal message, and that was fabulous, and kind of broke down some of the reasons why they didn't accept my story. And and I have this really bad habit that goes back to when I was in theater, where, you know, I do a lot of theater. I go out and I act and I direct, and I'm always really heavily involved, but I don't watch any theater and I don't really read any plays. And so, you know, I when I was first in getting my bachelor's degree in theater, I didn't have a good wealth of information of things that I had read, because I didn't read. And and I had friends that were in plays, and, oh, did you see me? Oh, no, I didn't, but hey, my show's coming up. And it was a very kind of selfish way to be. And so I was kind of doing the same thing with the podcast, and I was sending things out to them, wasn't really listening to what they were putting up. So I started listening and got hooked, and you know, immediately subscribed, and not only to that one, but to the other ones by the same company.
Sure, Escape Pod and Podcastle.
That's right, yeah. Some really good stuff. And have been introduced to some really great writers through that, like Tim Pratt.
Yes.
Out in Berkeley. And, you know, one of those guys that is only a few years older than me. And so, you know, instantly you get that little brush of jealousy. But then I turn that into, rather than jealousy, now it's inspiration.
Awesome.
So we'll see where that goes. But the other thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, we're talking about the things that we're really looking forward to with this. And I think one thing above all for me is I haven't worked with you on anything creative, really, since Rabbit Hole.
Yeah, 2004. And, 2004.
Yeah, right, 2004. And that's way too long to go without, you know, you and I really collaborating on something. And so, you know, we've talked, and you read my book, and we... we talked about things that I can do to kind of, you know, spice it up a little bit. But we haven't really, you know, delved into something like this where we're consistently talking on a weekly basis.
I know. Yeah.
And so I'm really excited that this is happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Me too. So selfish reasons and altruistic ones, like anything else in the world.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and you know, we have to really look at the writers that are going to be coming on, even if they haven't, you know, I would say most of them probably haven't published anything or are very young in that process, and you never know what's going to happen with them, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's exciting too, is if we can be any kind of foot in the door or hand up for them, then... That's pretty exciting as well.
Well, and that's one thing that I want to do with this podcast is one of my hopes is that, you know, a writer comes on, pitches their story, we kick it around and really, you know, crank it up and get them pumped, and then they go off and publish it.
Right.
And I want and what I'm really hoping for is that I can add a link to the website called Success Stories.
Absolutely.
And have writers who have come on, and when they publish something, they shoot us an email, and we'll pop it up on Success Stories and say, yes, this dude took it and went with it and grabbed that brass ring from the carousel metaphor thing. That's, yeah.
Yes, yes. And that'll be the real test, is when we read the story to see if any of our ideas really influenced him, or if he just said, screw you guys, and,
I'm gonna write. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Certainly no gender specificity here.
Absolutely.
Right. We are going to tend towards genre fiction, and just because we are nerds, there's going to be probably a tendency towards fantasy and sci-fi, speculative fiction. But I don't know about you, Brian, but I don't necessarily want to limit it to that. I think that's where... Yeah, I think the I don't know. I'm looking forward to getting to know the podcast demographic. And where we'll fit into that. So, you know, my first impulses and the first guest hosts that I hope to bring on the show are going to be genre-oriented. They're going to be speculative fiction-oriented. But, you know, there's a link up on the website for be a host or be a guest. And yeah. I don't think we're going to really filter out too much in terms of what type of story you're writing so much as the story itself and the real... substance and the meat of what you're writing about.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at some of the more popular fiction that's out there, or the, I don't want to say that it's easier to publish, because it certainly isn't easier to write, but literary fiction that doesn't necessarily fit into genre fiction. It's not urban fantasy. It's, you know, it's a lot more character driven than it is plot driven. There's a lot that can be taken from that. So I'm sure that if we get a few of those as well, that's going to be just invaluable in terms of character building and some of the aspects of getting into a genre that sucks people into your story rather than just telling them what's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, you and I both have discovered that through our own writing experiences. And I'm certain that our hosts will just further expand and refine those instincts and those perceptions.
Yep.
So the basic show format is going to be, after we open, we're going to invite and we're going to welcome our esteemed guest host onto the show. And we'll talk with them for a little bit about what they're working on and get a idea of where they're coming from in terms of the writing craft. We will take a promotional break. And just as a sidebar, we are reserving 1 to 2 minutes per episode for cross promotion, promotions of other podcasts, projects, books, stories, whatever. And if anyone out there in the podosphere is looking to promote their work, their stories, their podcast, their blog, definitely get in touch with us. We're going to have our own bumpers. You can just download those bad boys. Let us know that you did, and we'll make sure that your bumpers and your promos get showcased as well. But we'll cut away for a promo, and then we'll launch directly into introducing our writer, get some quick background, and then go into the pitch. We're going to try and keep that really tight, and we're encouraging our guest writers to practice that out loud. Don't just do it in your head, because this is an audible format, and it sounds funky. You know, you think it in your head, and you're going, I got this, this is my story, I know it. But as soon as you have to start talking about it, things can start tumbling on top of yourself. So practice that pitch, you know, short, at the most, 5-minute pitch of the story, characters, key plot points. Give us the substance, the gist of the story that you want to tell, and that's when the dialogue starts, usually with some questions, I'm anticipating. But questions from you, me, our host, about character, about plot, about theme, you know, whatever flags came up or whatever curiosities were piqued by the story, and from there... No holds barred.
That's when it gets really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, and these, just a warning to everyone, these podcasts are going to be listed as explicit on iTunes when we get our iTunes feed up, just because, you know, I really don't want to limit people's expression as far as how things come out. You know, if you're going to, if an F-bomb is appropriate, by golly, drop that bad boy.
That's right.
But, you know, we're going to try and focus on productive discourse. But sometimes you're just going to say, what the fuck, man? So, and then that'll happen too.
And, you know, sometimes that is the most expressive term.
Yeah, you know, and language, I've known a lot of people that frown upon people that use that sort of blue language and consider it a weakness to have to resort to such language to express yourself. But honestly, it's a part of the culture, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we're not gonna beep or filter or anything like that. We're gonna roll forward. And we know that tempers are gonna flare. This is intimate stuff. We're talking about stories that, you know, in some cases I know you've worked on your story for years. And it could be that some assumption that you made or that I made or that the writer made needs to be challenged in some way.
Yeah. And there are always instances in which the writer has information in their mind that they have not relayed to the rest of us. And so we may be going in a totally wrong direction for you, but what I would recommend is listen to what we're saying first, And don't immediately negate what we have to say just because you know that you have a different plan in store for your characters, because you may find that even though you still go with your plan, there's valuable information in what's coming out through the creative process that maybe you can filter in or send it in a different direction later on in your story.
That's an excellent point. That's, yes, absolutely. And then at the end, what we'll try and do, I'll take notes. Hopefully our writers will be taking notes as well. We'll try and recap some action points, summarize what we discovered, what we worked through during the course of the discussion, and exact a vow of getting in touch with us in case you publish this thing, or at least keep us abreast of progress along those lines. We really do want to support the process and the writers that are engaged in it.
Yeah, and I think something that for me is very important to make a point of is that at the end of the day, this is your story.
Yes.
It's not ours. It's everything that we say on this, it might be complete bullshit. But it's up to you to determine what you are going to take from it. And if you take absolutely nothing from it, then I'm sorry. And, listen to the other podcast and maybe you'll get something else from that. But if you do find some good stuff in it, we're not going to sue you if you use the ideas that we come up with for you or that we... not necessarily that we come up with, but that we guide you toward or that you find just by virtue of talking to us.
Thank you. Yes, that is an excellent point. One of the biggest concerns I think that some writers might have coming on the show is, are people going to steal my idea?
Yeah, and that's huge. That's something that I worry about all the time.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I wanted to ask you about that, Dave, in terms of the Creative Commons license as well. So I'll let you kind of go into that.
Yes, and that's let's talk about that a bit. As any writer who has started to look into the publishing aspect of things has discovered, the copyright is not something that's attached to your idea. Ideas cannot be copyrighted. Words on paper that are bundled together into a book or short story, absolutely. Those can be copyrighted. Interestingly, Brian, I discovered this as I was researching release forms for the podcast. Our recorded voices are copyrighted by us.
Yeah.
Your portion of this dialogue belongs to you. The writers and the words that they speak and that are recorded for this podcast belong to them. The host's words belong to them. So our release form is really a permission to license those recorded words and use them for this podcast.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because what that may lead to is, I was always of the school that if I had a really great idea or I wrote a story and I didn't want somebody to steal my story, I'm kind of old school, so I would shove it in an envelope, mail it to myself, and I've heard stories about, oh, that doesn't hold up legally or whatever, but at least you have a date stamp on it.
Sure.
Or you can prove that you had that story at that particular time, and it is documented. And if nothing else, this podcast documents that. We have records of when it was recorded. If you lay out your entire story and you're afraid that somebody's then gonna run and go and try and publish it, you have a record of when that story was developed.
Right.
Sort of cast out into the universe, so to speak.
Sure.
So you do have that to kind of back you up a little bit.
And the downside of it, though, and this is a legitimate concern and may cost us some potential writers, but the idea that you put out, it might spark somebody else's idea.
Oh, totally.
And they might take elements from your idea and employ it. And guys, technically, there's no legal... Okay, let me say this right now. Neither Brian or I are lawyers. Okay,
right.
We need to state that very clearly. The information and the suggestions that we're offering, the information we're putting out here, is not necessarily sound legal advice, but merely observations of a layman from the environment. And we might get some comments back on this saying, dude, you guys are totally wrong. And if that's the case, please give us those comments.
Yeah, let us know, because we need to know this as well. And I would even go so far as to take out the word necessarily and say this is absolutely not sound legal advice.
Sure, yeah, exactly. This is just something to send you off and explore and perhaps discuss with your own legal counsel. But ideas can't be copyrighted. I guess that's the bottom line.
Right.
So
it's not the idea, it's how it's expressed.
Exactly, the execution. The podcast itself is being licensed and released under a Creative Commons attribution, non-commercial, share alike license, which means you can share it all you want. Just make sure that it's attributed to the Roundtable podcast and include the URL, if you would. You can't make money on it. Don't sell it. But, and this is the cool thing about the share alike distinction of the license, you can take pieces of it, slices of it, and use it in other projects. Those projects still need to be Creative Commons attribution, no commercial, share alike licensed. They need to be released under the same license by nature of the Creative Commons process. But if something that one of our hosts says or something that Brian and I say will add and enhance in some way your own projects, then the share-alike aspect of the license allows you to do that as long as you release that project under the same license. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah. And I have a question regarding that because,
yes.
You know, I am a teacher. I teach high school English and creative writing at high school. So if I wanted to use a section of this in my classroom, what does that look like?
In
terms of just for the people who don't really understand, or if there are teachers out there who are listening to this and say, you know, that this would be a very valuable episode for me to throw in to a class that I am teaching. They're not making money off of that piece, but they are making money as a teacher. Is there any problem there?
No, absolutely not. In fact, that would be fabulous. Please let us know. As again, the only thing is, you know, as long as the attribution is very clear as to the source of the material, the license allows you to go ahead and share to, as long as you're not making money, share all or some of the product. So that's an excellent point. Yeah, if writers, you know, and not just high school, but heaven forfend, we actually warrant collegiate level inclusion. That's fabulous, and we encourage that.
We can dream.
Yes, we can, as you and I both know.
That's right.
Want to say that the formal launch date for episode 1. And then the weekly rotation of episodes after that is Tuesday, March 6th. And the reason it's Tuesday is because I've always felt that Tuesday is the worst week of the week.
The worst week of the week?
The worst week, worst day of the week, thank you.
Worst day of the week.
See, we're going to edit each other through this, and I'm profoundly grateful for that. But it's the worst day of the week. You know, Monday, you're coming off the weekend, you still have those resonant memories of whatever lazy sleeping in movies stuff that you did over the weekend. That's still hanging out there, and you can, like, regress back into that as the day goes on. But Tuesday, man, all you've got behind you is Monday, and all you got in front of you is most of the week. So I wanted to make sure that Tuesdays could be something to look forward to.
Well, there you go.
So we're going to drop these things Tuesday morning at 12 a.m. They'll be up there for download, subscription. We have RSS feed subscriptions. But mark your calendars. March 6th is the drop date. They'll be available through iTunes. They will be available on the website, of course. And I'm exploring other venues. There's a very cool program called Stitcher that is designed for stitching together RSS feeds and podcasts, making it very easy to access them. So I'm exploring that as well. And if any of our listeners have ideas for other locations, areas where the podcast could be showcased, let us know. Also, if you've got any ideas, period, any suggestions, any feedback, criticisms, all of our posts, all of our episodes will be posted with comments active, so you can post your comments. We'd love to hear them. There's also a Contact Us link up on the website, and you can drop us a line, let us know if something worked for you, and please do let us know if something does work. I know there's a tendency to say, oh, that was awesome, and then not feel that impulse to affirm that to the people that actually did it. But please follow through with that. And so feedback, while certainly not required on your part, is most definitely welcome on our part. How are we doing in terms of your expectations, your hopes? Did we miss an opportunity? Are we missing a chance to be of service to writers in a more effective or impactful way? Dudes, let us know. Go to www.roundtablepodcast.com, click on the Contact Us link in the upper right corner, and fill out the little message box there.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So let's wrap up episode 0 of this ensuing podcast series. Brian, it has been a pleasure to connect with you again, and as always, to hear your thoughts and perspectives on the craft and creative process and life in general.
Yeah, it's been a blast, and I'm happy to be doing this with you.
Yeah, and looking forward to many, many episodes to come.
Absolutely.
All right.
Let's get her done.
Agree. Get her done. Yes. Because I'm living in Tennessee now, so that's very important that we get her done.
That's
so,
right.
See, now I'm editing that out. I am so editing that out. That's not going to ingratiate me to any of my neighbors at this point.
No,
so
I don't think so.
All right. So that wraps up episode 0. Look for episode 1 March 6th at www.roundtablepodcast.com, iTunes, and any other place else we can think to schlep this bad boy out to you guys who hopefully will benefit from it the most. Thanks so much for listening. Brian, anything else?
No, I think you've said it all.
Awesome.
So, yeah, thanks. Thanks, everyone, and tune in.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for tuning in to episode 0 of the Roundtable Podcast. The Roundtable Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license. That means you can't sell it, but share it all you want. You can even use pieces of the podcast in your own project. Just make sure you attribute us as the source and release your project under the same licensing terms. You can find us on the web at www.roundtablepodcast.com. Send us a message through the website, or email us at thetable@roundtablepodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to be a guest writer or guest host on the show, you can visit the website and click the Be a Guest or Be a Host link. Remember, regular weekly episodes begin Tuesday, March 6th, 2012. Check the website for details or to subscribe to the podcast. And thanks for listening.